I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. No doubt you've noticed the proliferation of companies that offer all of us the opportunity to trace our genealogical roots. This burgeoning phenomenon seems to tap into a fundamental wish that so many of us have to understand our ethnic, racial, religious, and geographical origins. For some, this is a compulsion, a deep and understandable yearning for identity. Most of us have a head start when we decide to trace our roots, knowing as we do our biological parents and some key elements of their lineage. But for many, especially those who were placed in foster care and adoptive homes shortly after birth, the search is far more arduous and emotionally complex. This we hear from 18-year-old Michaela Lewandowski.
I believe that I'm a creation of fate. After all, my entire existence was built upon chance events. My story begins 8,000 miles away on Muyan Road in Foshan, China. On September 23, 1999, an unidentified motorcyclist drives through the Shushan district and spots a baby girl on the side of a dirt road. The passerby carries a six-week-old child to the Foshan Village Committee, who brings her to the police. Days pass. No family could be found. While I've always known I spent time in an orphanage, there are gaps in my past that still remain unfilled. No one knows who left me by the road. Was I placed there by a desperate mother who did not know what to do? Was she watching me closely from a distance to be sure that I would be discovered and cared for? Perhaps so, but I'll never know. Although I never questioned aloud who my birth parents are, there were moments when I wondered. So, 17 years later, I returned to the place that knew me before I knew myself. June 24th will remain a beautiful, yet intricate memory. I was an ocean apart from where I lived. My heart still races, thinking about what happened that day. I visited the orphanage that provided me with unconditional love. My caretakers, after all this time, still remembered me. I don't know their names. I don't know their story. But I do know that they saved my life. They knew me before I ever became Michaela. They loved me before I knew what love was. Upon looking into the children's innocent eyes, I felt like I'd known them all my life, even though I met them once and will never see them again. As I kneeled beside the crib of a motherless child, I was reminded of how my life began. In my mind, I whispered, "You are loved." I stood again on Muyan Road, my finding spot. The last time I was there was on the day I was found. That spot became the beginning of the journey I'm still traveling. What if my birth parents never decided to leave me? What if that motorcyclist found me a moment too late? What if my parents never chose to adopt? So many little factors have come together, deepening my appreciation for life and those who gave me all that I have become. Although I still don't know who my birth parents are, I do know who I am. I am a creation of fate.
Michaela Lewandowski, originally from China and now a resident of Bristol, Connecticut, is a student at Salve Regina University in Newport, Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.